Welcome back. Come along as we dig into God's Word and search for truth, understanding, and a closer relationship with Him. This is Steve, and you're listening to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner. Welcome back to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner. Really kind of excited to talk about what I'm going to talk about today because this has been something that's been on my heart a lot lately. We've talked about it a little bit in the past. Just something that's been eating at me quite a bit, but it's nice when I see somebody else jump up and scream the same thing I've been screaming. And Ricky Lee from the Christian Theological Dark Web podcast posted this meme, or whatever you want to call it, this post on Facebook, and I reposted it right away. I was really excited to see this because this is something that's been hitting me. And it says, denominations are a tool of the enemy used to confuse and separate Christians by exalting the understanding of man over the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Now think about that. Denominations are a tool of the enemy used to confuse and separate Christians by exalting the understanding of man over the revelation of the Spirit. Let me read something that Paul wrote in his first letter to the Corinthians. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree and that there is no divisions among you, but that you are united in the same mind and the same judgment. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there is quarreling among you, my brothers. What I mean is that each of you says, I follow Paul, or I follow Apollos, or I follow Cephas, or I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Oh, now this just gets me going, because we've talked so much about the doctrines of men and what the doctrines of men mean. Jesus warned against the doctrines of men. You know, he warned against the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees, you know, the religious leaders of those days. When men imprint their own ideas into religion, what we're doing is changing the Word of God. And it says quite plainly in Revelation, and I know we're talking about this is specifically that book, but in Revelation, right at the end, the last, or verse 18, it says, I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away the words from the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. That's the book of Revelation. One of the few books in this Bible that we can say is written to us directly. You know, Corinthians, when I'm reading Corinthians, that's not written to us, but it's something that we should take something away from. But books about prophecy of the future that has yet to come to pass is written to us, is written to all the generations. It's something that we need to pay attention to. And in this book, it says, I warn anyone who hears the words of this prophecy. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes any of the words away from this book of prophecy, God will take away his share of the tree of life in heaven in the holy city, which are described in this book. I don't think it gets much plainer than that. When we add to the Word of God, It's blasphemy. It's the worst. When we take away from it, things become corrupt. Things are not what God wants us to see. So when we look at the doctrines of men and we look at things that have been put in place, and you look at just recently, for example, the Pope said he doesn't believe in hell. That hell's not a real place. It's a state of mind. Or if you look at the United Methodist Church, we are okay to have gay ministers and perform gay weddings. Just these are things that are not biblical. So when we go and we decide to follow the doctrines of men that are bending to the pressures around them. Right now, you're looking at the church in a massive global view that it's bending to the culture around us. It's softening us. And when we accept one thing, guess what? It softens us up for the next and softens us up for the next. If you remember, the Boston Tea Party, and they were ticked about a 2% tax. What do we tax now? And we're just kind of like, all right. Over time, we are that frog that's put into the water. If we're put into water and we're brought to a slow boil, that frog won't jump out. It acclimates and then it just dies in the water. If it's thrown directly into hot water, it jumps right back out. But over time, we have been indoctrinated into these doctrines of men. Things that are not biblical are being taught. Things that are being pushed on us from different ways. And they've turned into points of separation within the church. And we've said this before, but I say this about every great military leader. Every great military leader, what's the plan? Is divide and conquer. Now, I was talking to a good friend of mine this last week who recently came to Christ, where he got baptized. And I think we all know, I've said my piece on baptism, what I truly believe baptism is, and that's the accepting of the Holy Spirit into your heart. It's the one when asked, John the Baptist said, I baptize with water, but one's coming who is greater, who will baptize with fire and the Holy Spirit. That's true baptism, is the Holy Spirit asking him into your heart. And there are many people who are baptized who will not make it to heaven, and there are many people who haven't been that will. But this friend that I have was talking a little bit about what happened afterwards. And he said he felt amazing. Things changed. He said he just felt different. It was, having the Holy Spirit in you is a different experience. But then he felt some of the oppression, some of the weight, some of the things where, you have dreams, you have things that Satan's attacking you. Guess what? Before you ask the Holy Spirit in your heart, you were on the other team. After you ask the Holy Spirit into your heart, after you draw that line in the sand, guess what? You're the enemy now. They're coming for you. They didn't care before because they already had you. But now there's oppression. There's things that can affect you. So that's why it's so important to have a strong faith and to be in your Bible and be in the Word. So when we have these things around us, when we're being oppressed, when we're having just different struggles, things in our lives, that we don't bend to the ideas, the temptations, the things that we have in our life, that we decide, hey, you know what? Well, this isn't really biblical, but this isn't that big a deal, so it doesn't bother God. When we start making our own doctrines, when we start saying what's right and what's wrong, and we take it outside of the Bible, that's exactly what the church has done. Now, I know I said this, but I think this is so, 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 so important. We have forgot what the definition of the church is. The church is not a building. The church is not a denomination. The church is you. The church is the people. Let's see, that's who it was talking about. Was talking about the believers. That was the church. We have our doctrine. Then the Bible. It's the truth that's in front of us. It's what God's given us. It's not for us to add to, not for us to take away. This is our doctrine, the Word of God. And I always love the way Paul described himself was a follower of the way. We should all be followers of the way, not a bunch of different ways. Not, well, I kind of believe part of this, so I want to be part of it, but not part of that. No. It's all or nothing. Jesus said the path is narrow. We don't get to pick and choose our theology and put this in, take, you know, put that in and not take that. The path is narrow. We have the instruction manual. Pick it up. Use it. Without that, we're in trouble. Do not stand on the doctrines of men. Do not stand on the doctrines of men. I cannot say that enough. We are on a slippery slope. Go to your Bible. If you hear something and you're like, well, I mean, that doesn't sound quite right, but, you know, they said it in church. Go to your Bible. Look it up. Find where that comes from. Ask whoever it is that said it. Let me know where that comes from. There's a lot of false teachings in this world. And if we don't go to the Bible for the source, and I mean that over anybody you listen to, if it's not from God, fact check it. And I don't mean like the Facebook fact check, which it's just an agenda, because that's a lot of what we're seeing with our world today, even with the church today. There's an agenda. The problem being is that we forgot what the church was. I'm not saying this to dissuade anybody from going to church, to being part of a church. I think it's very important to be around Christian people. I think it's very important to have Christian friends in your life, Christian men, Christian women, you know, and your kids to have Christian friends around them too. It just helps us strengthen ourselves and you know, iron sharpens iron. It's really, really important to have a strong inner circle. With that being said, though, be in your Bible. I can't say that enough. I really can't. If your Bible is sitting there on the shelf at home and it's dusty and you haven't read your Bible in a long time, or, you know, you only read it, you know, a couple times a year, or you're only, you know, in God's Word when you're really struggling, you're doing it wrong. We need to make an effort to be in God's Word every day, to be praying every day. Do I screw that up all the time? Yes, I do. I am not perfect. I fall so short, it's ridiculous. But I know what I need to do. I know what we all need to do to have that close walk with God. He's our Father. He sent His Son to die for us. He has loved you more than anybody in your entire life has ever loved you. There is nobody who has loved you more. And for those of you who are not yet following God, who have not turned to Jesus, who have not asked the Holy Spirit into your heart, man, He wants you to. Man, he wants you to. He loves you so much. So much. But when we're looking at these things and we're looking at the denominations and the different doctrines of men, there are so many things that have been put in place by those evil powers and principalities that Ephesians 6:12, that whole verse talking about who we're truly fighting. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. But all it takes is one bad apple in the right place to start changing that doctrine around a little bit, to start preaching something that's not biblical, to start allowing things to happen in a church that are definitely not biblical. And after we allow one thing because of our cultural norms or whatever we want to say, what's to stop the next thing? And what's to stop the next thing? And the whole trickle-down effect that comes from that. Please, 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 please read your Bible. The stronger our faith is, the more that we can hear what he's telling us through his word, the closer we get to him, the stronger that feel is that's pushing us in the right direction. The stronger that our faith grows, the more that we know we're doing what God wants us to do. If you're sitting there today and you're like, I believe, but yeah, I just go to work and come home and cook dinner, go to bed, get up, go to work. God's got a bigger plan for you. God's got a bigger plan for you. Whether that's to show someone Christ through your actions at work, whether that's to have you help at your church, or to reach out to different mission groups, or whatever it may be, God's got a plan for you. But you have to talk to God. And I don't mean that like any other way than a son or a daughter talks to a father. Because that's what he is. Have a conversation with him. But other than just praying, listen. And one way of doing that's being in his word. The other way is listen to the Holy Spirit, which does tug on your heart. My gosh, does it. But when you're told something, follow through. The Holy Spirit's tugging on your heart saying, hey, you know, I really need to go and talk to this person. Then do it. Don't wait. What's their salvation worth? It's worth everything. Pick up your Bible and keep on digging.